BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Here's your coffee, Will.
Cheers, Em. My third today.
I'd never sleep with that amount of caffeine in me. Not that I'm sleeping anyway.
No.
Every time I shut my eyes, I'm back in that police station.
Yeah, we were bad, weren't it?
Yeah.
But at least we had some warning, I suppose.
From Harrison, I suppose.
Oh, I didn't know what to say to start with. I kept thinking, I don't want to get George into even more trouble.
I just told him everything.
Well, me too in the end. Because whatever we did don't affect him.
No, only us and our families.
Mm, which makes things even more complicated.
Oh, Kira, we're fine. Joanne's taken him on a hack. Oh, here, Will.
Ed?
I just walked Kira up to the stables.
Emma said.
I'm going to walk her home afterwards and all. Don't want no one saying horrible stuff to her, you know, about George.
Well, someone from the village, you mean? You reckon anyone would?
Who knows?
Maybe she should have stayed at the other riding school.
She loves the stables, Em. She loves all of them there, especially Alice.
I know.
So, how you been?
Rubbish. I keep going over and over what I said to the cops.
Me too.
Keep worrying I got muddled or said something wrong.
Surely all they needed to know was when you found out.
Well, and why we didn't report him.
Yeah, because he's our son.
Yeah. Now, once I started talking, everything came rushing out. That poor policewoman couldn't keep up. I was talking that fast.
Well, it was a relief in a way.
Yeah, it's like finally I could let it out.
Yeah.
I think I do feel a bit better for it.
Yeah, maybe.
Hiding stuff. God, really weighs you down.
Yeah, well, didn't have to hide it from everyone, did you?
I said I'm sorry, Ed.
Yeah, we both have. He were in such a state.
And he made you promise. Yeah, I know. Still.
So now we've got to wait for the Crown Prosecution Service to decide what they're going to do about us.
No clue how long that's going to take.
Nope.
More waiting. Only this time it's...
Yeah, it's us.
Hmm.
Mini-Road, I'm taking George to the Magistrates Court tomorrow.
I wish he'd let me go with you.
Yeah, I know, but it's only a formality.
Oh, poor George.
Yeah, but there's other people to consider now, aren't there? Kira and Poppy for a start.
I know.
If it ends up with you two getting a prison sentence...
Oh, don't, please,
I don't want to talk about it neither, but we got to face up to things.
He's got a point.
Kira and Silly. She knows something's up.
Poppy keeps asking me what's wrong all the time. She's already stressing about George going off to Young Offenders.
Poor kid.
And I had to tell Bev yesterday.
Oh, right, of course.
Oh, with their ages. She wouldn't let me go till we talked it all through. In the end, she agreed it's best for Poppy to be at Grange Farm for now.
Yeah, well, it is. Mm. That gives George his space and all.
Bev were worried about him being a bad influence.
Oh, was she? Mm.
But, I mean, if I get locked up, then Poppy's already lost her mum, and with George off the scene...
Oh, it's all so awful. The
trouble is, if Kira finds out from someone else, she'll freak. With George at court tomorrow, the whole story's bound to end up on social media. So I reckon we should tell Kira today. She needs to know there's a chance, you know, a remote chance.
Of me getting sent to prison, like my mum.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But if you tell Kira, I'll have to tell Poppy.
What a gorgeous little kitty cat. Yes, you are. Oh, ain't our markings beautiful, Kenton?
Yeah. Oh, I love tortoiseshell. Yeah. And she's ridiculously friendly, which makes her the perfect pub cat.
Oh, it does.
Oh, you are going to be a massive hit with the punters, aren't you, eh? Hey, Catty? Hey?
Yeah, I think we'll have to do better than Catty.
Well, Kitty Cat isn't any better.
No, she needs a name that does her justice. Something brilliant. Although I'm not sure what.
Well, it'll come to us. Don't you worry, little sweetheart.
Yeah.
Oh, are Fallon and Harrison popping round later?
I tried to ask him, but she said she might be doing some gardening.
Oh, is she entering the flower and produce or something?
No. Actually, she was supposed to help organise it. But with everything that's happened...
Oh, yeah.
She had to step back.
I'm still struggling to believe anyone would do that, Jolene. Like, cause a crash and then blame it on someone else. I mean, actually frame them.
Yeah, I know.
And he let people call him a hero. I mean, we called him a hero.
He did save our Fallon from drowning.
But the whole thing was his fault. I mean, how many times did we thank him?
Plenty of times.
We even got him a glass tankard. Actually, I know what's happening to that.
What are you doing?
Yeah, well, I should have done this last week. There, straight in the bin.
Yeah, best place for it.
Yeah. And if we had one for Emma Grundy or for Will, they'd be going the same way.
Now, why the hell didn't they tell the police? They must have known it would come out eventually.
I don't know. It's baffling. Completely baffling.
I just hope Fallon's doing better now.
Well, she's still worrying about Harrison.
Yeah, afraid so.
Oh,
oh,
look at her.
It's a shame there isn't a flower and produce category for the cutest kitten.
Oh, she'd win outright, wouldn't you? Huh? Yeah. For what Fallon said, there aren't that many entries this year.
Yeah, I heard that too. Hey, maybe we should enter something.
Us?
Yeah.
It's next Sunday, Kenton. Anyhow, what would we enter? Oh, look at this little one. What are you off to, huh?
Oh, she looks like she's about to jump. Hey, watch the bottles.
Oh, look at her go. Oh.
Well, that chat went a lot better than I thought it would. Oh. I can't believe she knew everything already. Typical Will, telling Mum all about it right outside Kira's window.
Yeah.
When she said she'd talk to the judge, tell him to leave you alone.
Yeah, it nearly broke my heart.
We should be proud of her, Em. Oh. I mean, how mature is that? She's actually been practising saying how amazing you are.
Yeah, but she shouldn't have to think about any of that, should she?
Well, I thought she was really brave.
I remember how scared I felt when Mum went to prison, you know. I couldn't stop shaking. And now I'm doing that to my own daughter.
Yeah, well, I'll be here for her. And all the family.
Yeah. Well, they won't be here for me. Krista won't give me the time of day.
No.
Mum's begged him to talk to me.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh. Only a few weeks ago I was thinking how great everything was going. How stupid am I?
It is what it is, Em.
Yeah, I know.
Well, at least the Texels are thriving.
Right. Great.
Well, we've got enough problems, haven't we? Let's just be glad something's going right.
I am.
Because let's face it, if you do end up in...
Ed.
Well, it's not going to be easy, that's all I'm saying. Not for any of us.
I know that, okay?
Sorry. So Auntie Rosie had her op, by the way?
Yeah, on Friday, I heard.
It's just a shame that she lives so far away. Anyway. You check the water troughs, yeah? I'll sort out their supplements.
Sure, no problem.
How did she get up there in one leap?
I know.
That's nearly 3 foot at the top of the bar fridge and she's tiny. Hey, give me the chicken and I'll try wafting it towards her.
Yeah, I reckon we need the stepladder. We gotta get her down before opening.
Ooh, Cassie, what I've got here, eh? Smell the tasty chicken.
Ooh, you sound like the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Give me the willies, he did.
Oh, no, it was terrifying. Anyway, what do you reckon about the flower and produce? There must be something we can enter.
I were that disappointed last year, Kenton, when my profiteroles got knocked out by Joy's Sackertorter.
Well, isn't it worth trying again this year, then? You know, especially if there's not many entries. You know, if we won a prize in the dessert category, say, that could be the Bulls Award-winning whatever it was on our menu.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Great for our socials.
Yeah, and plus, the only person I've heard that's entering that category so far is Barry.
Barry? Well, we can beat Barry, sure.
I see you, Caddy. Now, that's it. Jump this way, and I'll catch you. And then you can have some of this yummy chicken, eh? No, she's gone again.
No, I'm fetching a chair.
Well, she thinks we're playing.
You'll just have to grab her.
No, I reckon we just ignore her.
Ignore her, then grab her.
Oh, OK. I'm looking at the list. How about a fruit pie, yeah? Something exotic?
Well, better if the ingredients are local. Mind out the way.
Oh, sorry.
Put the chicken down, then. Get on the chair.
OK. How about an apple pie. Some kind of eye-catching twist that's also locally available. Yeah? Apple and elderberry, or apple and rosehip, say?
I tell you what they like in the States. Apple and cheese.
What? Apple and cheese pie?
Apples from Brookfield, cheese from Bridge Farm.
Oh, well, that actually sounds quite enticing.
Oh, it's delicious, trust me. Can you see her, then?
Well, give me a chance. I just need to get in the right position.
Well, otherwise I'll get the stepladder.
Do you know, you might have something there. Apple and cheese.
Yeah. What if we both entered one?
So we'd have double the chance of winning? That's genius.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Oh, hang on. No, I can't see her. She's not actually up here.
What?
No.
Oh, hello, little sweetheart. How in heaven's name have you got down here?
You are kidding me.
And she's eating all the chicken.
Well, how'd you get on?
Don't know, really.
Oh, you want a beer? Got another one inside.
No, tar.
So how did it go with Poppy?
Oh, she wouldn't stop crying.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, well, I tried playing it down, saying it's really unlikely, you know, but...
Is she okay now?
Well, Kira came over, took her for a walk with Mum, so that'll perk her up a bit.
Right. Kira already knew everything. Oh, maybe she hadn't told Poppy.
No, hadn't breathed a word. Mum tried her best to say it's going to be fine, you know, and we'll deal with it if we have to, that sort of thing. But then when they got back, Dad turned up and got upset. We started Poppy off again.
Dad got upset?
Well, he rushed off suddenly to check on the turkeys. It were obvious he weren't right.
Mm. Hey. Oh, I thought you were getting some kip.
Oh, I couldn't relax. Tried reading my book, but... So how did Poppy take it?
Well, I told her.
Yeah?
And she seemed to understand, in the end.
I'm glad. At least they know now.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Kira's really angry with George, you know.
Mm. Poppy's the exact opposite.
Yeah. But Kira said that they've agreed not to talk about him, so... Mm. It's fine between them. They're as close as ever.
I wish the adults could do that.
Yeah. So do I. But the way things are going...
I know.
But I'm all Poppy's got left.
Will, no. She's got the whole family. Mm.
If anything else happens, I reckon Bev will try taking her off me again.
No, we won't let that happen, mate.
No way. I promise.
We might not have any choice.